enemies of freedom committed an act of war against our country. Americans have known wars, but for the past 136 years, they have been wars on foreign soil, except for one Sunday in 1941. Americans have known the casualties of war, but not at the center of a great city on a peaceful morning. Americans have known surprise attacks, but never before on thousands of civilians. All of this was brought upon us in a single day. And night fell on a different world, a world where freedom itself is under attack. Thousands of these terrorists in more than 60 countries. You're in
hiding. This is an enemy that tries to hide.
And you heard your music.
But it won't be able to hide forever.
I can hear you coming.
Its goal is remaking the world.
Know what you're after.
And imposing its radical beliefs on people everywhere.
This is a dangerous time, and we have to live with a certain heightened awareness, but we can't stop living. If we stop living, the terrorists have won, and we don't intend to let them.
It's a twilight war. It's a war to be fought in the shadows.
Whether we bring our enemies to justice,
but you won't get too far.
Or bring justice to our enemies, justice will be done.
They see themselves as the world's losers. They hate us for who and what we are. They seek to accomplish our death. Our death as a people, as a society,
but why?
A culture.
Why? What? Why? They don't get cable? What's the problem?
The evidence we have gathered all points to a collection of loosely affiliated terrorist organizations known as Al-Qaeda. This group and its leader, a person named Osama bin Laden, are linked to many other organizations in different countries.
And what we're dealing with here, which is not one man, it's a hydra-headed operation that's in 55 countries around the world. They specialize in so-called sleeper agents.
This struggle is something that should unite people of all faiths, of all nations, of all democratic political persuasions. And I believe it will.
We will starve terrorists of funding. Drive them from place to place. Still, there is no refuge.
Who can explain madmen? Who can explain evil?
We all know you're out there.
It will not end until every terrorist group has been found, stopped. The enemy of America is not our many Muslim friends. It is not our many Arab friends.
It's a mistake to believe this has anything to do with the Islamic religion. These are crazy people.
No one should be singled out for unfair treatment or unkind words because of their ethnic background.
Again, this is so important to understand, because this has nothing to do with Islam. This is not Islam.